Now, accomplice in the Tully Peterson murder case, Waheed Hassan, met with a parole board for the first time this week. We understand that 8 family members of the late legend were present at the parole hearing of Hassan, which took place on Wednesday. Heads of the center and parole boards have been cautioned by the Department of Correctional Services against proceeding in matters without the involvement of victims. But joining us online to finish us with details this morning is the daughter of the late Tully Peterson, and that is Fatima Peterson. Fatima, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Alaikum salam. Shukran for having me.
Only a pleasure. I'm sure it must have been quite a whirlwind of a week. A lot has gone on. But let's take it from the beginning. I mean, you know, once the family and yourselves had received communication from the Department of Correctional Services that Hassan was up for parole and that the hearing would be taking place this week, I mean, share with us, you know, what was going through your mind?
So in my mind, I knew that this was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be part of it. Some family members were on board, particularly those family members that were present in the parole hearing. And other families also decided to take their health as top priority and decided that it would be best that they not go. So it was a brave decision that needed to be done for myself and my own healing.
Mm. Fatima, I must admit, you know, you said, you know, you took this decision for yourself, your own healing. From the reports that I've been reading, you sound pretty optimistic, you know, when it comes to your involvement, you know, in these events. I recall last year, you know, there was, I had spoken to your sister and there was some upset, you know, with regards to MJD's hearing and the fact that you guys were not involved in that as well. Mm. Has this week's event sort of healed that sort of part where you guys were sort of blindsided by authorities last year?
I wouldn't say that it was healed because it's two separate cases. But what I can say is that having contribution in the parole hearing definitely facilitated our own healing as victims. I wouldn't necessarily say that it replaced the previous actions by not involving us in the previous parole. Mm-hmm. If anything, it makes us hope and wish that we would have been or could have been in the future regarding the previous convicted parole hearing.
Now, you know, the following questions, perhaps you can take your time in answering or you can opt not to answer. But perhaps, you know, just sharing with us in terms of Wednesday, being present, you know, in court, perhaps seeing Waheed Hassan after a very long time. You know, what was going through your mind? I know you also had a chance and family members had a chance to ask questions. Well, take us through that process. You know, what was that like?
So initially it was, you could feel in the room the anticipation of what we thought was going to come. And when the accused arrived, there was that initial response, that survival response of, okay, so how do I manage myself in this? And throughout, even before the parole hearing itself, and throughout the parole hearing, I reminded myself the reason why I'm here. And that was for me to heal myself and to facilitate my own growth and how I can walk away feeling lighter. Mm. So at no point did that leave, that was front of mind for me. And I think that was for a lot of my family members. And alhamdulillah, by the end of it, some of us walked away lighter. Some of us received the information that we may have felt was holding us back because of uncertainty. And even the accused himself, at the end of it, myself and other family members were able to identify him as the human being separate from the crime. And yes, it is a big crime and an unfortunate crime that has been committed. It is for the accused, it is also an opportunity for him to do and become better. And as fellow human beings, as well as Muslims, where we can help in that growth Islamically for him, we have tried and we communicated that in the Barel hearing.
Fatima, just in terms of what you're saying, I mean, you're a young woman, and I'm just trying to think, you know, if an injustice had been meted out to my own family member and I had to come face to face with the perpetrator, I would be quite angry. So in terms of what you're saying, I think is really important, the healing process that you are undergoing, but also taking cognizance of the fact that the perpetrator himself is also a human being. What would your dad have said, Fatima, in the way you are dealing with this? What would he have said to you?
Let me first respond to that, to your statement in saying that in no way was it easy. Mm. In no way did I not hurt. It was definitely a moment of hurt. Mm. But again, my intention was to heal. So I needed to go to that place again to make sure that area is cleaned up before I moved on. So in terms of what my father would have said to this, so I think the way my family and I have handled it, I think he would have been incredibly proud, and no doubt it's almost as if he was present in the, of course, not the physical sense, in that each of us kept him and how he would want to be presented in front of mind.
Yes.
So as much as it was healing for us, it was we are doing this in representation of him and his best characteristics.
Now tell me, in terms of, you know, the formalities and the procedures, you know, do you think it was handled in the best of ways? Of course, taking from what happened last year and now moving forward, like you say, it's two separate instances. But how do you think authorities handle themselves in this instance?
I think the respective authorities handled it very well and respectfully, both giving us as the victims as well as the perpetrator an opportunity to gain perspective from each other. And that in itself, of course, these parole hearings are on a basis of restorative justice. And for both the victim and the victims and the perpetrator was that element to restore a little bit of what has been broken. It of course, cannot change the past. It cannot... doesn't take away the hurt and the trauma attached to it, but it also gave us the opportunity to heal in the certain ways that we were blessed to.
Is there anything you're comfortable with sharing, you know, that perhaps was shared by the perpetrators to the victims, to the family? Something, a takeaway perhaps?
That is a very good question. Thank you for asking that. And it's not particularly what was shared either by us as the victims or the perpetrators, but the take-home message was that we are human, we hurt, and we also make errors. It is what we do in those defining moments to find with the individuals, but also with our God.
Absolutely. Now, you know, in closing, just perhaps comment, we understand that Najwa is set for parole, perhaps, and her proceedings come 2022, which is next year, literally feels like around the corner. I mean, as a family yourself, you know, as the late Talib's daughter, how are you feeling about this? How are you coming to terms, perhaps, you know, before all of this plays out come next year?
Thankfully, we have kind of received a heads up to when or around the time as to when it could be. And I think that the stance that I'm taking is to take each opportunity moving closer to that time to prepare for it as best as I can. Of course, the parole hearing of Najwa would be different to the parole hearing that we previously attended because there's a previous relationship there. So, with that, I'm sure that myself and my family members will take the necessary steps to prepare for it emotionally and mentally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know around about when next year will this be taking place?
I'm not sure as to when exactly it will be taking place, but as far as I'm able to read in the media, it's been advised for November next year. But again, I cannot confirm that as we haven't received specific information on that.
Sure. And then finally, I recall in December asking Jawaya a similar question. I mean, you girls have been through the most. You come off so strong. perhaps, you know, speaking to other young people, other youth that are perhaps, you know, in a similar situation where a crime has been meted out against them, and sort of dealing and healing with it in a similar fashion that you girls and you as a family are?
There is power in unity, and the support system that we have as a family is one that I am immensely appreciative of, and I feel so blessed in having the supportive relations that I do have with my family and my siblings. I think support, a healthy support system is always great. And at the same time, transparently, for me, I needed to go back to the younger version of myself that experienced that trauma and explore what it is that I can do to heal her from that in my own capacity. Of course, I cannot control the outside world and what other people will do towards that healing. But me, myself, and I choose to take the perspective of healing. I choose to take the perspective of I can overcome this. This is a learning curve for me. So how can I learn from this?
Absolutely. Well, that's powerful stuff, and we'll leave it at that. Fatima, thank you so much for making time to come on and speak to us this morning. We do appreciate your time, and all of the best to you for the future.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure. And of course, that was Fatima Peterson speaking to us, the daughter of the late Talib Peterson, of course, unpacking the events that have unfolded this week.